And now this morning has mostly been about that immigration declaration from the Prime Minister. But we thought we'd end the week on a rather different speech. It was made to a group of unemployed people by a lady called Annie Murphy, who is 101 years old. She's a former teacher. She got a standing ovation. She talked about living through the war and recession. She spoke for 90 minutes. She spoke without notes. She spoke about struggles in her own life and topics ranging from the miners' strike to Nelson Mandela. She made such an impact that Gateshead Council have nominated her for an award to the contribution for her contributions to learning. Our reporter Dan Johnson went to meet Annie at Addison Court Nursing Home near Gateshead. They're the people who arranged the talk. He asked her how she felt before she stood up in front of the audience.
I felt quite happy about it. I didn't feel panicky or anything.
No nerves?
No, I felt, because I knew I could talk about me life. Because when I looked at all their faces, they were drinking it in and enjoying it and smiling and nodding their heads. But when, of course, I'm very interested in world affairs and politics, so that was brought in. And when Thatcher was mentioned, that says that's just up my street. Yes, I said she was the biggest liar in the century. In the Northeast, we relied on pits, the steelworks at Concert, where my brothers worked, the shipbuilders in Wallsend, etc. That's what the Northeast relied on. So the people in the Northeast don't like Thatcher. No. So, of course, they liked that. And they clapped and they smiled. There was one woman, she was jumping out of her seat and nodding and said, you're right.
Do you feel sorry for young people now? Do you think there's hope for them?
Of course I do. Because things have switched in this country. It used to be the old people that were the elderly people were really hard up in my day when I was young. But now, the older people are being cared for, but it's the young people who are suffering now.
And what was your childhood like, Annie? Can you tell me about when you were young and what it was like? What it was like for you growing up?
Oh, well, I mean, we didn't expect luxuries then, so we were happy with what we had. So when there was a strike, everybody helped each other, you see. Everybody looked after each other in the street. You knew if somebody wasn't well and you went to help them.
Just tell me again what your advice to the unemployed people was. What would you say to them now?
Well, as far as the unemployed people, well, they try to get educated as much as they can. But I know it's so expensive. You say they can only go so far because if they want to go to university, it's too expensive. But to do what they can, but it's not their fault, you say, this is handed to them. Because politicians seem to think more about their own selves and about their salary. They got 11% it added on to their salary. I don't think they care so much. Just a few politicians care about the working class.
Why don't you stand for election?
But tell them if I was a politician.
Why not?
That's what I said. Yeah. Somebody said to me, you should have been a politician instead of a teacher. And another woman piped up in the hairdresser. She said she should have been Prime Minister.
Well, it's not too late.
She did. Heather said she should have been Prime Minister.
That's Annie Murphy, who is 101 years old and pretty cheery and completely coherent. Paula Dewhurst from Gateshead Council organised the talk, was there on the day. Daniel Adams was one of the adult learners in the audience. Hi, Daniel.
Hello.
What did you make of her?
She was a remarkable woman. She reminded us a lot of my grandma when, you know, she told her a lot about what it was like in her day. She had a teaching job. But when she used to finish work, at the end of the day, she used to help supply coal to the neighbours in the street to keep them all warm. And when she actually came to a group, like, she made it, she was an inspiration to us all. She was like canny to talk to. She was quite a chatterbox as well.
And she's still got some fire in her belly, isn't she? Very strong about Thatcher and politicians and all that. She's really up for the fight still.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, a lot of people have said she should still run the country to this day. I mean, for some of the stuff she told me, what it was like back in her day. I mean, her brother wanted to do the Jarrow Crusade, but never had the money for the boots to do the march. Luckily, someone provided him with boots so he could take part in it. So that was a great thing for him as well, because obviously back in those days there was not a lot of jobs going, and there was a lot of strikes and cuts to people's money. And
I suppose it's a reminder, Daniel, that, you know, times are tough for a lot of young people trying to find jobs at the moment, but it's been like it in the past, and people like her kind of battle their way through. It's, but, you know, you can get through all this.
Yeah, like, the way I saw it when we spoke to her was, like, she made it out as if nothing's impossible. If you just put your mind to it, it can be done, you know?
Yeah, well, that is good. That is inspirational. And also, able to do that at the age of over 100, I mean, that is... It's quite a shock to think that she's lived there for over 100 years and has still got that kind of fire in her and still that ability, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, she's got a lot of hate for Margaret Thatcher as well. Like, she doesn't... She didn't take too kindly to her rules, I know that.
Yeah, I know. There's nobody there to speak up for Margaret Thatcher, I suspect, in the North East, but I think if you're 101-year-old, you, by and large, have your opinions and you could... People don't tend to challenge you too much. Stay with us, Daniel. Paula Dewhurst from Gateshead Council organised the talk there on the day. Did they love it, Paula?
Absolutely loved it. I work for two departments in Gates Council Learning and Skills. I work for the Community Learning Team and the Employability Team. So I linked the two areas up. We met Annie through a community learning course run at Addison Court, where she's currently living. And I was also aware that the Employment Team were looking at rights and responsibilities over the years. I thought about this and thought, how can we make some magic here? So I invited Annie in because she's got such a strong work ethic, and obviously she's an example of someone who had the odds against her but still succeeded. There was absolute awe when she came to speak with us, and great respect. I think you'll appreciate that. Lots of questions asked, very interesting. She's an absolute legend, as I think you've discovered yourself.
Yeah, so are you going to use her again?
Yes, she's going to become a regular part of our employability curriculum. We have 3-week courses, lots of different cohorts. We are looking forward to Annie's return. Yes, she's going to be a regular part of our programme now.
And then for many of us just listening, also quite inspirational, because it's just an illustration that you're almost as old as you think you are, aren't you? I mean, she's 101, but what the hell?
I think she's proved that age is not a barrier to learning, for one, because she's one of our students. And it doesn't matter how old you are, you still have something to contribute, very much so.
Mm. What is life like, though, for young people in your part of the world?
Life's difficult, life's challenging, but we have lots of good services here at Gates Council Learning and Skills to offer support for anyone looking for work.
You need jobs at the end of those services, don't you?
Yes, we need Annie for Prime Minister.
Annie for Prime Minister, yeah. And Daniel, before we close down for the today on the programme, I'd like to know about you. What are you up to at the moment? What are your plans?
I'm just doing employability skills. It's to boost my confidence and hopefully get us back into employment and gain more qualifications. You know, just it's a really good course.
Have you had jobs in the past? How has life been?
I've had quite a few jobs. I've worked in retail and not like a lot such. My course is currently at Gateshead Interchange, and the staff there are really helpful and they're really supportive.
It must get tough though sometimes. I mean, it's just very, very difficult, isn't it, to find jobs?
It is really tough, but if you put your mind to it, I'm sure there's something you can actually achieve out of it, you know.
All right. Well, on everybody's behalf, Daniel, we wish you all the luck. I hope it goes better in the future. You got anything in mind at the moment that you're going for? You got any immediate plans?
I'm currently doing my level one on employability, and I think with the staff that are there, they're so kind and caring, I think I'm actually going to just carry on to do my level two.
Okay.
And boost my qualifications and hopefully get myself a better job.
Well, it's the way in, mate. So thank you very much for talking to us, and I wish you well. It's Daniel Adams, who was one of the adult learners. And earlier you heard from Paula Dewhurst from Gateshead Council, and earlier before that you heard from the star of their show, who is